to 286-8686.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Traveling in spirit dimensions. Traveling in spirit dimensions. We started in our first service Sunday morning, and part two was in our second service. So we continue tonight in part three of traveling in spirit dimensions. Whether we realize it or not, we are traveling. Whether you realize it or not, we are traveling. We are moving. Amen. You may be in the same seat that you sit in most of the time, but your spirit has moved. If you've been receiving the Word of God, your spirit has moved. In Christ, in His house, in the church, in the kingdom, there are many dimensions. And our objective is not to remain the same or in the same, be located in the same place year in and year out, but rather to move higher, to increase, to grow stronger, to become wiser, and to occupy places in the spirit that in time past we didn't occupy. So we've taken a character in the scripture by the name of Daniel. And Daniel is a prime example of one that traveled in the spirit. The natural fruit was that Daniel outlasted three kingdoms. God didn't suffer him to be killed. Though persecuted, he always advanced. Because there were certain characteristics about Daniel that kept him steadfast, that kept him anchored in God. Amen? And there are certain things that, as we appropriate them and allow them to govern our life, we too are anchored in God, and we will find that we too move in grace, not by works of righteousness, not in a legalistic manner, not under just natural laws of chronos, but by the Spirit. And so it's very important that you have your spiritual antennas up. Tell someone, no more church as usual. If you're not attentive, you may miss something very important that pertains to your life. You see, there are things that God is responsible for, but there are things that we are responsible for. And as much as we can say that all things work together for our good, not when you are constantly messing up on your part. That ain't working for your good. God will clean the mess up, but it ain't working for your good. Sometimes you lose time. You know, life has rhythms and a cadence. And when we walk in the Spirit, it's like a song. You know, it's like a song. You know, someone that has a song on their heart, there's a pep in their step, they're light and lively versus someone that's bogged down with cares and frustrations. And so we don't want to miss the spirit movements. Issachar understood times. And because they understood times, they knew what they needed to do. Right? So we're looking at traveling in spirit dimensions. And our foundation scripture is found in Matthew chapter 27 and verse 50. Let's go back and read that. Matthew chapter 27 and verse number 50. I'll read from verse 50 through 53. Verse 50 of Matthew 27 says, Jesus, when he had cried again with a loud voice, yielded up the ghost. And behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom. And the earth did quake, and the rocks rent, and the graves were opened. And many bodies of the saints which slept arose and came out of the graves after his resurrection and went into the holy city and appeared unto many. Let me pause there for a moment and give you a little sidebar. You know, the graves were opened. The people didn't get up out of the graves till after the resurrection. But it was at the sound of his voice that the graves were opened. In other words, the frequency of his voice opened up a dimension that was beyond the grave. The Bible says that men were in bondage to fear of death. Before that, men were held in bondage through fear of death. But when he hung on the cross and gave up the ghost, just before he did, he said, "It is finished." But it says, and he cried again with a loud voice, gave up the ghost, and the veil was rent, and the graves opened. The graves opened. Jesus hit, there was a frequency in his voice, the Word. He was the Word. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the Word became flesh. So understand, he was the Word. So anything coming out of him was the Word. So that frequency that came out of his mouth was such a high frequency, it opened the graves and it tore the veil, or it blew a portal through the veil with his voice. As the Father was in the beginning, when it says, in the beginning God created the heaven and the earth. He put the material. Then it says, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And God said, let there be light. In other words, when he created, he put the material. But when he spoke, the material came into place. It came into manifestation. So something happened. The grave was opened, and the veil was rent. That had man bound was loosed. Not only that, but now access. There was a portal open. Man could now traffic or travel in the spirit dimension. A portal is what they call an egress, where you can take a product or any substance from one world or one realm into another realm and pick up what's in that realm or in that world and bring it back into that other world. It's an egress, a portal. All right? So this is what happened at the death of Jesus. He cried with a loud voice, and a portal was blasted in to the temple. Now, before that, the temple, only the high priest could go in behind the veil. There had to be someone representing. And they had to do it every year. Another high priest, or that high priest would die. But after the portal was blown, the heaven opened. Remember when Abraham came out of Egypt and he went back to Bethel and he built an altar. He set the stones, not bricks, stones in order. He offered up a sacrifice at Bethel and the heavens opened. When Jesus, New Testament, died on the cross, he opened the heaven again. That's what we must understand, that there's an opened heaven over us. Tell someone, there is an opened heaven over you. Now tell them, don't forget that. No matter what may swirl around you or try to influence you or challenge you, or try to even stop you, there's an open heaven over you. Just tell somebody right now, I'm blessed.
I'm blessed.
Come on, tell them, God has already blessed me.
Already blessed.
There'll be days that will be more challenging than others, but Your testimony till today has to be that God has brought me through it all. That there's nothing been able to defeat me. It might have stalled me. It might have hurt me for a little while. It might have upset me for a while, but tell somebody, here I am. I'm still here, praising God. Why? The heaven is open over your life. No matter how dark it gets in the world, the heaven is open. Tell somebody, dreams still come true. Tell them I'm a dreamer too. Amen. So, having said that, in Psalms chapter 24, and verse 3 and 4, well, let's start at verse 1, Psalms 24. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas and established it upon the floods. Verse 3 says, who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Or who shall stand in his holy place? Now the heaven is open. The question is, who shall ascend? Who's going to travel? Who has access? Who knows the code? Who is allowed there? He says in verse 4, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, who hath not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. So we want to establish the fact that the heaven is open, and because it is open, we have access. You know, it's interesting. The one thing that Jesus cleansed on the disciples when he washed their feet were their feet. Peter, if you recall, Peter said, Lord, don't just wash my feet, wash my head, wash my hands, wash me all over. He said, Peter, none of that's necessary, just your feet.
Resurrection Life Family Worship Center presents the Kingdom of the Kings 24th Anniversary Celebration beginning Wednesday, July 27th at 7:30 p.m. and nightly through Sunday, July the 31st. Morning sessions will be held Thursday through Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. Guest speakers include Apostle Paul Mazibuku, Pretoria, South Africa, Pastor Billy and Prophet Cynthia Thompson, Boca Raton, Florida. Bishop George Curry, Jacksonville, Florida. Apostle Dave Viljean, Palm Coast, Florida. And Dr. Increase, Mr. Bob Harrison from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Come on out and celebrate with us here at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. For more information, call 772-465-0036 or visit our website at trbanks.com. We are looking to see you here. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.